69.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the website we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Now, last hour, we told you we were going to keep you up to date as soon as we heard anything on the Iowa straw poll results. Obviously, a lot of our listeners are very excited to find out about how Ron Paul performed. From what you've told me, Mark, so far, the turnout for as far as Ron Paul's supporters at the straw poll was unprecedented.
It's been tremendous. I mean, if I just can't the superlatives that have been used to describe Ron Paul in this campaign are amazing. The amount of turnout and that whole thing. I couldn't believe it.
Didn't you say that talk show host Laura Ingraham was on stage trying to introduce somebody, and the Ron Paul supporters were just drowning her out or something like that?
Right. Apparently, let me read real quick from the blog here on the Iowa caucus's website. And it says here, and giving an account of what Ron Paul, had said.
So this isn't necessarily a Ron Paul-friendly blog?
No, it's not. This is just the Republican blog.
Okay.
So it says here, the Ron Paul mass, capitalized, mass, of supporters.
All four letters capitalized?
Yes.
Okay.
Is everywhere, all caps. They are drowning out everything. There are many of them, and they are passionate and loud. They're just streaming in from everywhere. It sounds like a man giving an account of a battlefield, doesn't
it? Yeah. Well, people can get passionate about the message of liberty, and I think this is great news.
Ingraham can hardly even give an introduction. She's being drowned out by the congressman's crowd of fans. Big applause. As Ron enters the stage and takes the podium, he's trying to quiet the faithful. What a delight for the healthy, energetic welcome. Thanks, crowd. And it goes on to talk about what he says.
Right.
It's amazing. I'm telling you, I've been reading report after report like this. Apparently, the place is just mobbed with Ron Paul supporters. And something I'm hearing, we're getting into the range of just gossip at this
speculation.
Point. But I've heard there's only 13,000 votes been cast.
Okay.
Now, they were expecting something well over 20,000.
Really? Okay.
Which means to me that a bunch of Republicans stayed home because Bush has been a crappy president.
Maybe.
There's a lot of Republicans out there that are very dissatisfied with the way Republicans have been in office for the last 6 years, from 2000 to 2006.
Now, as they should be. He said he was running on a smaller government campaign.
They're not
going
to vote. They're not going to vote to get Hillary in, but they don't know what to do. They haven't heard the message of Ron Paul, a real conservative, a conservative in the sense that he wants to fiscally control the government
mm-hmm.
and run the government by the Constitution. It's amazing stuff. No one can even fathom this kind of thing.
Can I speculate for a moment here?
Please.
Okay. The latest, by the way, from the straw poll was officially is that they're recounting by hand.
Right,
the ballots.
An optical scanner problem.
Right.
With one of these rigged Diebold machines that they've got.
Here's my conspiracy theory.
Ooh, good.
The problem was that Ron Paul won, and so they're recounting just to make sure that, he actually won.
Ah, I bet you might be right.
That's just my theory. I don't know.
13,000 votes. Look, Mitt Romney bought 10,000 himself. I heard it from the media manager from Ron Paul's campaign. Mitt Romney bought 10,000 votes. That means he couldn't give those things away.
Well, maybe he gave away all 10,000.
He's expected. He was roundly supported by the Iowa Republicans, the actual organization, the GOP mm-hmm. in Iowa. He's expected to win by a landslide in this straw poll. He can't give away those things. There's only 13,000 votes have been...
But wait, what evidence do you have that 10,000 of the 13,000 aren't Mitt Romney votes?
I have none, but
okay.
Look, the place is swarmed with
Ron Paul supporters.
I mean, all you have to do is see these photos of tens of thousands of people there. Ron Paul has people coming in from all over the country to support mm-hmm. him, not just Iowans.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And, of course, so they are they're hand counting the ballots now. It was an electronic voting system, which, of course, made a bunch of people roll their eyes and say, oh, my goodness, we don't have a stand a chance. They're going to hack the vote or whatever conspiracy theories were going on out there. So we don't know. I mean, at this point, we might wrap up the show tonight and still not know what has happened.
But I think if they're doing a hand count, the chances are very good that that's going to be the case.
Right. So as you know, we'll certainly keep up on it as we go throughout this final hour of the live Saturday show. We'll give you the latest if anything else breaks. But should we rumor monger a little bit while we're at it here?
We're doing it already.
We've been trying to get Ron Paul on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been scheduled, and it's been penciled in, and it's been canceled, and it's been moved off, which is fine with me, okay? Because we might only get one interview with the guy, because as he gets more and more popular, the demand's going to increase.
At this point, they're obligated to give us an interview at some point.
Right. So the longer they wait is okay with me, because the longer they wait, the more Ron Paul will get attention from other major media, like the New York Times mm-hmm. article. I'd rather have him after the New York Times article than before it, because more people, you know, every day goes by, more and more people are discovering Ron Paul. They're paying attention to the Ron Paul website, and so that means that when Free Talk Live finally gets him, then more people will be listening.
It'll be more of a phenomenon.
Right, and that means more people will find Free Talk Live as a result of Ron Paul, which actually has really been, his candidacy has just been fantastic, not just for Free Talk Live, because we've garnered some extra listeners. For instance, some of our listeners will go to the Ron Paul meetups and meet with other interested Ron Paul supporters mm-hmm. and tell them about Free Talk Live. So we've garnered new listeners from Ron Paul's campaign, so that alone is valuable. But the effect that Ron Paul's campaign has already had on the general pro-liberty movement in America, I don't think we've really been able to calculate quite yet. I think that, I mean,
I'm sitting here thinking to myself, maybe, just maybe, Ron Paul won the Iowa straw poll. That's just the kind of effect he's had.
Don't get your hopes up.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm sitting here, maybe that's true. So,
judging by the crowd, it may very well be the case.
That's the level that pro-freedom has been brought to in this country by Ron Paul.
My rumor mongering is going to be that Free Talk Live, you know, we are going to get him one of these days. It may be as soon as a week from now.
Yeah, it might very well be, the next Saturday.
I want him for Saturday, so odds are good it's going to be a Saturday show. And if it's a Saturday show, odds are good it'll be the first hour. That's all I can say. I don't want to nail anything down because these things change with a moment's notice. But nonetheless, just looking at the effect that this guy has had on just his campaign has had on getting people energized, re-energizing people, giving them something to believe in, because unfortunately the Libertarian Party just hasn't been cutting the mustard as far as, you know, giving people something to really get behind and get excited about. Ron Paul has, and he's done it all within, what, a handful of months? 6 months?
Really, his supporters have done it. Ron Paul has...
If he hadn't run, though, I mean,
right.
He was the catalyst, and the supporters are the ones that have really gone out and done the hard work.
And this is the right time for it. The Republican Party has, you know, I mean, it's shown its true face, unfortunately. You know, in 2000, I thought George Bush was the right guy to get in there. I really did. You know, I might have voted for Harry Brown, whatever, but... You know, seeing them in action for 2000 to 2006 when they controlled the White House, the House, and the Senate,
mm-hmm.
it just showed them for what, you know, what they were, politicians.
Big government freaks.
Money grubbing. They thought that, you know, I can't remember the guy's name, the Speaker of the House that said, we've cut government down to the bone, we can't go anymore.
Trent Lott or something like that.
Something ridiculous.
One of those guys.
I mean, the government's bigger than it's ever been before.
It was absolutely absurd. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, and talk to John, listening in Oklahoma to KGWA. Hello, John.
Yeah, hello. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I tell you, before I jump to the subject, I want to ask you all a question. Does anybody know whatever happened to two communes that were popular, came into being, I guess, during the hippie era? One was called New Buffalo in Colorado, started by a bunch of hippies, like 150 hippies.
I don't know, but I would speculate that most communes are doomed to failure. Have you ever been to a commune?
Well, no, but the point I'm getting at is I'd like to know if they're still in existence. If so, how well they succeeded. There's another one,
What is the way to, hold on, before you go on, what defines success for a commune? Staying together for a certain period of time?
Well, yeah, continue to exist and carry on generation after generation, yeah.
Okay. Because there's actually no, you know, there's no real goal to the commune besides to just, you know, keep going into the future. They don't produce anything besides growing their own food, which they're not even that good at. And they can't even really clean up their areas very much. I've always been amused, and I'll bring you back because I know you had more points. So hang on, John, okay? 800-259-9231. The few times that I've actually been on communes, I've always been amused by how dirty they are. Just filthy. You know, aren't you guys about the environment or something? You can't even keep your own house clean? 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 10th, 2007. Gold is at 665. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 686.46, 338.70 per half, 169.35 per quarter. That's 686.46, 338.70, and 169.35. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away. And those features include the wiki, over 1,375 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Visit it at wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's totally free.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
As we go back to the phones and back to John, listening on KGWA in Oklahoma. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
So you started your call out by asking us about some communes that used to exist back in the 70s. And, Mark, you actually did a Google search during the break on that, didn't you?
Yeah, it was this new Buffalo commune apparently started in 1967.
Folded?
I'm sorry, what?
It folded, you mean?
Yeah, it folded in 1970.
Yes.
Well, there. Okay. Well,
that's what happens. Communism fails.
Looks
even
like they had a good fun
there,
time,
there was another one. I don't know the name of it. It was started by an Italian architect down in Arizona, and it was really a beautiful installation or establishment because it was eventually going to house like 5,000 people, and it was well-designed. It was alongside of a gorge somewhere, deep. Gorge there in Arizona. It was really beautiful. They did a profile of this on, I think it was like 2020 or something like that at the time. But I've done no follow-up. I had no idea what happened to that one either.
It's probably
failed. Many millions of dollars being poured in that one by a lot of wealthy Europeans.
Communism, it doesn't work on a national scale, and it doesn't work. It works a little better with, like, three people living in a house, but really, it doesn't work that much better. And it's just something, a concept that is doomed to failure because you can't get rid of human, you know, the human urge to possess things and, you know, actually be...
You can't get rid of laziness either. You know, the houses that were communal that I knew about up in Portland, Oregon when I was there during the hippie era, most of those folded because the people literally couldn't stand each other. You had people that wanted to lay around and let everybody else do the work for them.
Sure.
And they did nothing, you know, except consume, you know, do drugs and go out and hang out in the park, you know. That's all they wanted to do.
Yep,
and everybody
exactly
else would expect to put the meal on the table and earn the money to keep them going and keep a roof over their head.
But you know what, John? As far as the commies are concerned, if they want to go and join a commune and share their wealth together, then that's fine. Go ahead. You know, go ahead and live in squalor and do whatever and lay around. As long as you're doing it on a voluntary basis, I'm A-OK with that. But try to force me into your communist system, and there's going to be a problem.
Yeah, well, like I said, it runs counter to human nature. Okay, now back to socialized medicine. You already have it in this country on a very large scale. It's called the Brown Act. And what happens is hospitals that receive any amount of federal funding have to treat anyone who walks in off the street,
mm-hmm.
regardless. And they don't have to have a means of payment. They don't have to have insurance policy coverage or anything else. They have to treat them from the time they're admitted until the time that they can be considered cured or fully treated, whatever, and walk out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So you have gangbangers who get $85,000, $90,000 operations for gunshot wounds, and you got people come up here from Central America with chronic disease conditions that maybe cost $200,000 or $300,000 to treat them over a period of several years.
Right,
you get all that.
Once
they're
paid
into a hospital that's under this Brown Act, and about 90%+ of all the hospitals in the country have to be abide by the Brown Act. Now, you know, ironically, back in the 70s, I suggested to then Senator Mark Hatfield in Oregon that we should engage in what I call revenue sharing, and that was that the individual state should collect all the federal money which the federal government had voted to itself in each respective state, hold on to that money, and then only turn over to the federal government that amount of money which the state legislatures decided collectively to give to the federal government. That way they would actually shrunk the federal government rather than having to get larger and larger by encroaching on the power of the individual, all the states plus the individual counties and cities.
Certainly would have worked better than what we have today. There's no doubt about it. John, thanks for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Of course, it'd be better to just get rid of the federal government entirely.
Obviously, that won't work in the sense that we don't send our income tax to the state governments. They go to, you know, if you're in Florida, they go to the office in Atlanta. And I don't know. I imagine there's one in Boston,
right,
and one in New York, and one in all the major metros.
Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Andy in Michigan, listening on WTKG in Grand Rapids. Hello, Andy.
Hi, guys. I just want to, You know, I kind of disagree with you guys on Bush a little bit. I think I haven't agreed with all his policies, but I do think he is a stand-up human, and I think he is a good guy. I mean, I don't agree with the war.
Do you know George Bush? How do you know? I mean, how can you possibly even have an opinion about his personality?
Well, how do you know Ron Paul? We know
I don't know Ron Paul, but what I do know is that he votes no on virtually everything that comes across his desk.
Right. You can look at his voting record in the same way that you can look at what George Bush has done in office.
Right. And if you look at what George Bush has done, then you'll see that George Bush has presided over the largest increase in government that we've seen in a long time. He has grown government at a faster clip than Bill Clinton could have even had wet dreams about, sir. This man is an incredibly big government politician, and I don't care how good of a guy he is.
Yeah, I think he's a good guy. I don't, but Jimmy Carter's a good guy. Do you want him back in office?
That's debatable, but...
Well, he's a good human being.
Right, he can have beers with the guy.
He has crazy political ideas.
All our dictators, but, you know, that's all right.
Well, he believes that he's going to draw us back into some kind of, communist utopia or something.
Well, if Ron Paul's a star, why isn't he showing up on the polls anywhere?
To answer. If Ron Paul's not such a star, why isn't he showing up in the polls?
He just came in fifth in the Iowa straw poll. Is that good enough for you?
Fifth. In the Iowa straw poll. I thought you guys were seeing all these people that were showing up fifth.
Where do you think Rudy Giuliani came in?
He wasn't there.
Yes, he was. He had campaigners on the ground in Iowa all week.
He wasn't on the straw poll. You guys know that.
He was eighth. He came in eighth, sir.
So did me.
So you're mistaken. Fred Thompson, would you like to know where Fred Thompson came in?
McCain
came in 10.
You guys know that.
He's saying they physically weren't there. Physically, in person, they were not there, and he's correct about that. Now then, let me answer your question.
The reason that Giuliani did that.
Can I answer his question about the polls? Okay.
Yeah.
There's two different types of polls. You've got internet polls, which are unscientific, and then you've got the scientific phone polls, right? You're referring to the scientific phone polls.
He shows up nowhere.
He wins every internet poll.
Is that not what you're referring to, though? The scientific phone polls?
Well, yeah.
Okay, let me explain this to you. When they make these phone calls to people's houses, they're only calling landlines. Who's more likely to have landlines as far as demographics, sir?
Probably older people.
That's right. People over 65 or over 55. Now, as far as older people, they're a little more set in their ways. They're not as likely to, you know, be tied into the internet, though many of them do use the internet. But many of them are set in their ways, and they're going to vote for who they're going to vote for, and they're going to vote for whoever Fox News or whatever suggests that they vote for. So if you were to actually poll 1,000 young adults who've actually heard of Ron Paul, your numbers would be completely different. Many of these oldsters that are answering their phones don't even know who Ron Paul is, so of course he's not going to get big numbers. But thanks for your call. We appreciate it.
And they're only asking registered Republicans who are likely to vote.
That's an important point.
Ron Paul supporters aren't registered Republicans, a lot of them, and they're likely to be very disgusted with the system.
Well said. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the updates. Get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL. That's like Free Talk Live. So code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. We do have the latest on the Iowa straw poll. In fact, we're going to get to that right now. You had mentioned before we went to break there, Mark, that Ron Paul had come in fifth place in the Iowa straw poll, and that is being reported now by the Drudge Report, the Atlantic Online, with the numbers here. Looks like Romney won with 4,500 votes, Mike Huckabee over 2,500 votes, Brownback 2,100, Tom Tancredo 1,900, Ron Paul with over 1,300 votes, which tallied out to about 9.1%. So, not number one, not really that close to number one, but better than he's done in any of the so-called scientific phone polls that our last caller was mentioning. In those phone polls where they only talk to likely registered voters, people who are likely to vote in Republican primaries, which is pretty much people that are over the age of 65. In those phone polls, he pulls, what, 2%? That's what he's getting, 1 to 2 to 3% maximum in the phone polls. Here he's got 9.1%. And again, these are still the people that are voting in this straw poll are still the core Republicans. These are the activists. You know, these are the ones that are getting out there that are, in many cases, driving several miles. Iowa's not a small state. you know, driving pretty far to go and vote. So, again, still dealing with the Republican core. You still have to be a Republican voter in order to participate in this this Iowa straw poll. So that may also be skewing the numbers.
It will, you know, you would have to be a Republican. You have to be in Iowa. So that could skew the numbers a little bit. Iowa's a rather conservative, as far as socially conservative place. Some of Ron Paul's things may not fly as well there. You know, complete end to the drug war, that kind of thing.
He probably wasn't focusing on that, though.
I'm sure he wasn't. But I'd call it a victory. They expected to come in fourth or fifth. They said that the Ron Paul campaign said that if they came in fourth or fifth, they would call it a victory. And
they did. Fifth place.
They beat Giuliani. They beat Fred Thompson. They beat Tommy Thompson. They beat John McCain. They beat, you know.
I think that may be one of the more important results of the poll.
Who is John Cox?
He's one of the independent guys that's running. I think that the fact that John McCain was in 10th place is probably one of the more important results here. Because we've been suggesting that this guy's campaign's over, right? His campaign staff was defecting. They're just walking out of the offices, that sort of thing. That was, what, last month? And now he does 10th place. He was one of the media's darlings. He was one of the top tier. And now he's in 10th place in the Iowa straw poll? It's over for McCain. And if McCain is no longer in the top tier, then that just means that Ron Paul's one slot closer to being in the top tier, right?
Right. You know, I mean, obviously he is. He came in fifth, so I'd say that the media has to eat a little crow on this one.
Well, he's still fifth place, so they'll pay attention to the top three and they'll ignore Ron Paul because that's just what they do. I mean, they just pay as little of attention to Ron Paul as they possibly can. But nonetheless, Ron Paul's going to continue on. He's going to go on and be in the future debates, and we're going to see more people drop out. And the more people drop out, the more attention Ron Paul has to receive. Especially in the debates, where it's been divided up by 9, 10 people, now you're going to have maybe 6. Now you're going to have 7, 6. And then Ron Paul gets more speaking time, which will make more people interested and thereby give him more campaign contributions. And hopefully this will snowball.
So what happens with Giuliani, who, quote-unquote, didn't participate, but was on the ground in Iowa on Thursday?
His staff was
there shaking hands, according to a staffer from the Ron Paul campaign.
I see.
And, you know, they also, Ron Paul campaign...
Well, he's got money, so he's not going anywhere.
Got some audio from of Romney joking about cheating in the poll last night. It's kind of interesting.
So you know, Giuliani, he's got probably a war chest with several million dollars that he needs to burn up before he goes anywhere. John McCain's running out of money, and so I think his days are numbered. But
yeah.
We're not political hacks or experts or anything like that. We're just looking at the numbers just like you can, and would love to hear your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Our opinions are just as good as yours or anybody else's. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Otherwise, let's change gears a little bit here, and let's talk about an issue that has to do with cheating. Cheating on your spouse. In this case, it's kind of an interesting story from ABC News, 1-800-Flowers, who actually is a sponsor of this program.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, 1-800-Flowers.com, a married man is suing 1-800-Flowers for $1 million. Why? Well, he alleges that 1-800-Flowers revealed to his wife that he was cheating. Leroy Greer said in a lawsuit filed this week in Texas that he bought flowers for his girlfriend through 1-800-Flowers. He asked to keep his purchase private when he purchased the flowers. Greer said he was referred to the company's privacy policy, which states that customers can ask 1-800-Flowers not to share personal information with third parties. But the lawsuit says 1-800-Flowers sent a thank you note to his house.
Now, I've ordered things from 1-800-Flowers, and I've never got a thank you note. What's going on there?
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know. Not
that I recall, at least.
I don't have to keep a
girlfriend away from my wife, so I could very well have forgotten.
When she called the company, 1-800-Flowers faxed her a copy of the receipt from Greer's secret purchase. The receipt revealed that Greer had sent another woman a dozen long-stemmed red roses, along with a note that read, "Just want to say that I love you and you mean the world to me."
This isn't going to go well.
The couple was already going through what Greer's attorney described as an amicable divorce. After learning of the affair, Greer's wife asked for $300,000 in a divorce settlement in addition to child support. And he says, the attorney says, that thank you note is going to cost him money. Greer's asking for $1 million for breach of contract and deceptive trade practices. His attorney says this isn't a moral issue. The issue is 1-800-Flowers. Are they in the business of causing divorce, or are they in the business of sending flowers and sticking to their privacy policy?
Well, causing divorce. He was getting a divorce is what they just said.
True, but it made it worse, the fact that they sent that that note out. 800-Flowers is not commenting on the pending litigation.
Isn't a married couple sort of one socioeconomic unit?
I would, technically, by law, they are.
I would think that that's the place that they're going to run to in their legal battle.
And the deal with their privacy policy is that it states that customers can ask them not to share information with third parties. And when it comes to a privacy policy, that usually means we won't sell your information to some marketer.
Right.
We won't give your information to fill in the blank. But they probably didn't think anything of not sending a thank you note to the guy's house, and it probably wasn't addressed to his wife. The thank you note was likely addressed to him. Now, it probably said, I doubt it came in a, nondescript brown envelope like porn magazines will. This probably came with the 1-800-Flowers return address mm-hmm. on it, and the wife probably got the mail. She saw the note. She saw the envelope, got curious, and opened up his mail, which then leads me to the question of, well, was it illegal? I mean, it's against the law to open somebody else's mail. That much I know. But is it illegal to open your spouse's mail because of that whole concept of you and your spouse are the same legal entity?
Well, my wife opens my mail. It wouldn't get opened otherwise.
So, I don't know. Did she step out of bounds by opening this mail? Did he make a mistake by calling 800-Flowers in the first place? I think that's pretty much obvious. But is the company at fault here? Is 1-800-Flowers to blame for this, or did they just make an honest mistake and send a thank you note to a good customer? Is it a million-dollar mistake?
It's a mess. I think if a guy's going through a divorce, he's not doing anything really, really terrible. It's not like he's cheating on his wife. She's only the wife in name at that point.
Well, she was mad, and she's using this as leverage against him.
Yeah, she'd probably be mad if it was the day after the divorce he sent flowers to.
How do you interpret this situation? Who's right? Who's wrong? I find it kind of nebulous. It's a tricky situation. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you were the judge in this case, who would you rule in favor of? The company? The guy? Who's at fault? 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
What you mean, John? I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates.
Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only a moment remaining. This is the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free. You can still get in with your calls about whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231 is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and vote in these remaining moments at the Podcast Awards. Today is the last day you can do it. So if you're listening via the podcast, it's probably too late. But if you're listening live, you can go now to podcastawards.com, cast your final vote for Free Talk Live. You want to find us, you'll find us in the political category. We need as many votes as we can possibly get. The competition is even heavier than it was last year. We've won this competition 2 years in a row. We want to go for a third, and we need your help to do it. Go to podcastawards.com. Scroll to the political category and vote for Free Talk Live. Tonight's the last night you can do it. I believe voting closes at midnight, maybe Hawaiian time. I'm not sure about that. So time's limited. Podcastawards.com. Vote for Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. I said we were going to talk about the draft, and the winds are blowing again. We've sort of gotten wind of the draft several times over the last few years. There have been all kinds of indicators, all kinds of rumblings, people talking about it. There have been bills actually put up in the House of Representatives to bring it back, except they're not going to call it the draft. They're going to call it national service. We can go on to that in a moment here, but what is the latest, Mark? What's the latest indicator that we're returning to a possible draft situation in America?
Well, from the AFP here, a top U.S. military officer in charge of coordinating the U.S. war effort in Iraq said Friday. Now, this is kind of ambiguous here. Why wouldn't they give the person's name? Well, because they don't. I guess they can't quote them.
I think I've got an article with his name. I'm digging that up right now.
Okay. Well, actually, it's a Lieutenant General Douglas Lute. I don't know why they didn't put it up higher in the article. Anyway, he said Friday that it makes sense to consider a return to the draft to meet the U.S. military's needs. Apparently,
madman.
Lute serves a White House deputy national security advisor, said the all-volunteer military is serving exceedingly well, and the administration has not decided it needs to be replaced with a draft. But in an interview with the National Public Radio, he said, I think it makes sense to certainly consider it, and I can tell you that this has always been an option on the table. But ultimately, this is a policy matter between meeting the demands for the nation's security by one means or another, he said. The United States did away with the draft in 1973. The end of the Vietnam War.
Unfortunately, they did away with the draft, but they didn't do away with the selective service.
Right, the mechanism for the draft.
Right, so the gears, if you will, are still in place, and all they have to do is flip a switch, and the selective service is that it's their responsibility, it's the job of the selective service to be ready for whenever the government needs to bring back the draft, to be ready and to start sending out the the draft cards. That's what their job is. And it's really scary. They're talking about this. They're serious about bringing this back. It says here the military conducted a draft during the Civil War. This is from the AP version of the story. And now, both World Wars between 1948 and 1973.
Back in the Civil War, you could pay to have somebody take your place. So you could hire somebody to, take your draft card and then go report.
The Selective Service System maintains a registry of 18-year-old men. Representative Charles Rangel from New York has called for reinstating the draft as a way to end the Iraq War. Which, either Charles Rangel is completely insane, or he's just a plotting madman. One or the other, right? Because the concept is, to try to speak for this nutcase, is that, if we bring back the draft, then everybody will have to serve in the military, including the rich people's kids, and including the politicians' kids, and since they don't want to put their kids in harm's way, then there'll be this big anti-war movement, and we'll end the war and bring everybody home. I just don't think this person is living in reality. He's either not living in reality or he absolutely knows exactly what he's doing. And he wants to bring back the draft and he understands that what anybody who's ever even looked at the draft understands, or any government program, is that the people who are connected politically, the rich people, the politicians' friends, the kids of the politicians, they're not going to fight in the war.
No,
if they get drafted, they're going to be stocking shelves somewhere.
Right. Just imagine for a second, even if a senator's son did get drafted, he's going to be an officer manning a jet fighter in Alabama, just like George Bush was when he was in the reserves.
And you can bet that what they'll do is they'll show somebody, like the daughters of, obviously they're female, but they've actually put it on the table. The idea has come on the table to make a draft all-inclusive, to make it so they'll draft females as well as males.
Well, they're not going to call it the draft anyway, and they're going to call it
National Service.
Right. And that just sounds so much nicer. And likely, at that point, if the military doesn't want you, you'll be shucked off into some, bureaucracy somewhere, serving the nation, whether it's the Peace Corps, or maybe they need extra post office workers or whatever.
Yeah. So what you'll see happen is if they do bring back the draft or national service, you'll find there will be some select individuals, senator sons, that sort of thing, who the news media will be given a nice prepackaged little press release from the Pentagon or whoever, and they'll say, dun, 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 looky here, it's Senator so-and-so's son. He's joining the military because he's been drafted, just like the rest of you kids can be. And now, isn't he just heroic? He's so brave going into the military like he is. Congratulations there, son. Good job, buddy. Yeah, you're fighting for your country. And then the story will be over, and then all the people across the country will say, so Senator son, joining the military, might as well have you join as well, son.
And then when that same senator's son runs for office in 30 years, we'll find out that he, in fact,
never fought a day in his entire career.
No, he didn't spend any time out there.
Right. So the idea...
And if he does have any war battles, they'll all have been trumped up.
The idea that bringing back the draft is going to be a catalyst to end the war? I don't think so.
No. Sorry.
It might galvanize the anti-war movement a little bit more. That might be the case. And that's fine. I mean, okay. But that's not an excuse to bring people into slavery. In case you don't know, the draft is slavery.
Oh, sure it is.
Maybe you've never made the connection. But when somebody sends you a piece of paper that says, you report to this location by this date or else... And you're threatened with fines and jail time and other awful things if you don't go. You're a slave. You are owned by these people.
Absolutely true. If I can tell you what to do and threaten you and put you in jail and all those other things if you don't do what I say, you're my slave. You're my servant. Now, I don't understand how this correlates exactly with the 13th Amendment, neither slavery or involuntary servitude, except as punishment for a crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist in the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. I don't know how they can manage to take conscription and jive it with the 13th Amendment.
Well, maybe it ties into one of the rumors we've heard. Now, this is rumor-mongering. These aren't necessarily facts. We've just heard this. People have made the allegation that when you get drafted and you show up and you step across, there's this line, right? There's a yellow line.
Step across this line, or whatever.
Right. And, of course, you're being barked at. Orders are being barked at
you. They're shaving your heads and doing all kinds of crazy
stuff. You think you're in. There's what the suggestion is that by stepping across that line, you are then volunteering into the military. Like, they're suggesting that there really isn't a draft, necessarily. The draft is just this sort of coercive mechanism to get you to show up and volunteer in and raise your right hand and swear in and go through all that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how legitimate those claims are, but if indeed the 13th Amendment still holds some sway over the government, then that would be an explanation in that these people are actually volunteering in, technically, by raising their right hand and going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I don't know. You know, I don't know what the true story is, but all I know is it's coercive, it needs to be opposed, and, you know, the question is, what would you do if the draft came back?
And, you know, the military members, they don't want this.
No.
The last thing you'd want to be doing if you are a career or, you know, professional military individual, soldier, is to have some draftee guarding your butt. The last thing you want.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure that there have been draftees in the past that have acted admirably and courageously, but most of them just didn't want to be there.
Hell no. I wouldn't want to be there. And I would do anything it took to not go. I refuse to be a slave. You want to go and lock me up in your little prison cell? That's fine. At least my chances of dying are a little bit lower in your prison cell than they are in the dirt over in some other country that we don't belong in the first place. But again, you know, they're working on this. They're rumbling about it. They're talking about it.
Right. These are floater balloons, just to see how is the American public going to react to this.
And so far, there hasn't been much reaction.
Nothing. No outcry.
Nope. And it's just really sad, especially if they come back with this national service concept, which is even worse than a draft, because it will bring everyone in. It'll be females and males. And they'll all have to serve for 2 years under some government bureaucracy, which will just bureaucratize them, which will, you know, make
them... Hopefully they'll be able to recover from it, but some never do.
Will destroy their incentive, will make them think, oh boy, life as a bureaucrat's pretty good. I get paid and get benefits for doing virtually nothing. And it's just the destructive capability this could have on the economy, hard to fathom. And on the minds of the American public. We'll be back Monday night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.